Şimdi neredeyim? Ye aşma şey Hi everyone, I'm Namita, the researcher from South Asia for the Technology for Transparency Network. This week I interviewed Selvam Velmurugan of Kirti. Selvam is the founder of eMoksha, a non-partisan, non-profit organization focused on enabling citizen awareness and engagement using internet and mobile technologies. He's really passionate about using advancement in technologies for building stronger democracies and better societies in developing and underdeveloped countries. They've also launched several projects over the past couple of years, including Vote Report India, Alive in Afghanistan, Fix Our City, and many more. In this interview, we talked to Selvam about Kirti, a one-stop reporting and petitioning platform on civic issues for India, where NGOs, government, organizations, and individuals can participate through various means.
We thought there are so many organizations in India who would love to have citizen engagement through these different channels, right? Through SMS, through email, through web and Twitter, and maybe also through phone. Mm-hmm. But then they can't have this technical expertise that we have. So that's where the idea came about that why not build a platform where we enable these existing NGOs and organizations to immediately reach out to citizen and enable civic engagement. Basically, Kirti is a platform where any NGO or government or any civic organization or anybody who is interested in making their locality better or a society better mm-hmm. in any way, it doesn't have to be about cleanliness, it doesn't have to be about environment, it could be about sexual harassment, it could be about corruption, several things that they want citizens report and they want to aggregate in a singular place and they want it to be tracked and collaborated upon. They can come here to Kirti and they can request what we call as a supported cause. Okay. And once they request it and we can approve it and then it can be up and running in a matter of minutes. And we thought that if people can complain in their local language, in a technology they are more comfortable with, which is the phone, we thought that will widen the reach tremendously.
With the aim of supporting civic and government organizations, Kirti was started, which uses Ushahidi, a platform that allows anyone to gather distributed data via SMS, email or web and visualize it on a map or timeline. Selvam explained the philosophy behind Kirti.
We want to first enable awareness of all the information and the processes and the data of what's going on in the government. Awareness will drive more accountability. Inevitably, that will drive accountability because people will start asking questions. And asking that question is what a civic engagement process is.
And once the process of civic engagement begins with smaller issues, it will lead to participation in bigger things as well.
When people see the value of their opinions actually making a difference in the governance process, then they will be more willing to participate, and that can become a virtuous loop. Then people will feel that, hey, my voice is being heard, let me actually participate even more because I'm seeing results for my participation. And that will engage them more and more. So from a pothole issue, now you can see people taking part in a policy issue.
However, usually for citizens, participating in civic and governance issues is not very easy in India. To complain, they would have to go to the particular departments, given a written complaint, and follow up weeks after weeks, and action might not have been taken at all. And this platform addresses exactly that.
So the bar for that, like raising that issue and then following it up is so high that nobody wants to take it up, even though people get impacted by it on a daily basis. So that is one of the turnaround points where I felt that, okay, why can't we build a simple mechanism where people can complain about simple issues? Then have a mechanism by which you can aggregate a lot of complaints, and wherever you see a lot of complaints, then take effort in forwarding to the right department and then have a team of people who can follow it up.
Kirti hopes to be able to provide a mechanism which even government can use for understanding citizen issues and prioritizing accordingly. A lot of times, government spends the budget on something which might not be a priority for most of the citizens. Kirti plans to be a tool which government can use as a report on civic issues.
The purpose of the government is to fix citizens' issues, and if the citizens are prioritizing something, then that needs to be addressed first than what the government thinks that it wants for the citizens. But they definitely need to have channels to get citizen reports or citizen opinions and then use that to prioritize what they want to focus on. If you look at it, Kirti is such a tool to enable I mean, different of engagement aspects. What we will be building as we go along is allowing building a social network for people, ability for the organizations, including government organizations, to generate reports out of the data that you are collecting. Mm-hmm. The government can come and get a report on what are all the number of reports filed against different wards and how many of them got resolved within 7 days, how many took more than 30 days. All that information they could be able to get as a report.
There is a huge focus on effecting offline change through this platform. It doesn't just want to enable citizens to participate, but also show real changes that can be brought about. Let's hear from Silvum an instance of impact that they were able to effect. This tells us that however small the changes, it can still encourage further civic engagement.
What we do is we actually, whenever we get information from citizens, we actually package it in a way that can be accepted by the online complaint management system for the respective corporation and then send it to them. The corporation in some cases has been very effective in taking these issues and resolving it. And some of the feedbacks we have put up on fixourcity.org, and those are all real user feedbacks. I think there was a case where somebody complained about that street lamp not working. And the corporation, actually the next day, they came and put up a new lamp. They fixed that issue the next day. And from a citizen's point of view, that's like a dramatic incident. I mean, I would be surprised if I was a citizen, I complained about something and the next day somebody fixed that issue. Though it's a very small issue, actually it made a big difference from the mindset of the people that when they there's an easy way for them to report and then to effect a change.
To effect large-scale offline change, Kirti wants to adopt a different way through engaging other NGOs and developing partnerships with them so that these NGOs who have already been working on these issues can work in ground with Kirti as the platform.
We don't want to be in the business of basically directly building rapport with the different government departments. Mm-hmm. Because we know that there are a lot of NGOs and other organizations in India which have already built those bridges and which have already built those kind of rapports with those with the government organizations. We will be providing the platform to enable civic engagement, and then we hope that the NGOs and organizations on the ground will use it to effect the change.
Kirti is planning for the coming years on the same line. It wants to be able to develop several partnerships all over India and spread Kirti all through the country. If this is achieved in the next 2 years, Kirti will probably become the largest online technology project based on civic engagement and good governance in India.
So for 2010, for this year, we will be interested in getting up to $92,000 in grant. What this will enable us to do is to build partnership with at least 25 organizations, NGO or civil society organizations, focusing on different areas of governance. And for 2011, where our goals are is to go to at least 100 NGOs, 100 organizations, supporting 100 organizations on Kirti in different areas of governance. And we want to register a minimum of 100,000 issues from citizens through these different channels, and out of which more than half of them we want it to be resolved or taken action on.
Kirti is definitely one of its kind in South Asia. Please visit the website on kirti.org, that is kirti.org. Also visit eMoksha to know more about related projects, that is eMoksha.org. Thank you for listening. This song is titled Dream by Kamran. It is available on tempostan.com under Creative Commons by SA.